All right, this is Joe and Lisa Duty back with you here, and this is podcast number 2. I'm going to share with you an interesting story that happened to me at some point in time. Anyway, so, hey Lisa, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, Joe. So, Joe, let me ask you this. You had mentioned, you know, our listeners know that you were a photojournalist for 18 years, close to 20 years now, that you've been photographing all kinds of things. What was your favorite thing out of all the subjects that you would shoot? What do you think your favorite thing was and why?
Well, that's a very good question. And without a doubt, it would be rodeo and the Western lifestyle. Not being a cowboy by any stretch of the imagination, I was raised by one. So I understand the mentality, and I just love the grit, the action, the camaraderie of the cowboys, and trying to document that on a day-to-day basis.
Rodeo is exciting. I remember being a kid growing up in the rural Texas. It was always amazing to me, but also a bit scary to watch friends of mine get on a bull. I always thought to myself every time I saw it, oh my God, they're going to get killed. And it was scary to me as a kid.
It's still scary being in a ring with an unpredictable 2,000 pound of moving machine. So every shoot is a challenge, and that's kind of the draw for me, is trying to capture that the essence of what the bull rider or the bronc rider's feeling, or the calf roper, and you know, when they make that perfect 8-second ride, or when they, in the timed events, when they throw down a 3.3 steer wrestling right out of the chute, or you know, to capture that and share it with your viewer. I feel like, as in most of my work, I have to be just as close as possible. I want to record that moment. And again, my philosophy is the closer you are, the better you're going to feel it, and the better you can project it back to your viewer.
How do you get close to a 2,000-pound bull coming out of a bucking chute? I've always wondered, how in the world does the photographer decide where are you going to stand? How are you going to get out of the way?
Well, that's a good question. Some of us still struggle with that on a never-ending basis. But there's generally spots that you can be that the bulls or horses, you know, you kind of know where to be to get out of the way quick. And so probably my favorite story is a small-town rodeo in Decatur, Texas. Early on in my career as a rodeo photographer, the small town flavor is totally different than the large rodeos, and the fact that you have a little more personable interaction with people, because you know most of them, and so it brings a whole different feeling shooting this. So this particular case, I was in the ring. I'd shot the whole rodeo, shooting the bulls coming out. And they announced over the speaker, and I can't remember the bull's name for the life of me, but a big, white, awesome abundance of power. And saw him getting wild in the chute. And again, the announcer announced, well, this bull has never been rode, and he'll be coming out of chute number 3. So I positioned myself. And as a general rule, the bulls never come out and go against the gate. Or that had been my experience up until now. So I placed myself behind the gate. Chute opens. One bounce, two bounce, third bounce, rider's gone. I mean, this bull was high-flying, throwing curves and going against the hand and back with the hand and just all in a heartbeat. So I'd positioned myself behind the gate. Well, all of a sudden, did I mention that I said they never go against the gate? Well, guess what?
Never say never.
Never say never is right. Because as he come for me, I started heading for the gate, and which was about 60 feet away. And, you know, I was still pretty fast then, carrying 2 cameras, but not quite fast enough. I look over my shoulder, and there was a guy behind me. And as I go through the gate, I look back, and he's not there anymore. He had jumped up on the rail. And I turn around again, and there's 4 foot of bull coming through 2 foot of gate. No time to shut it. I turn and head out toward the parking lot. And about that time, I feel an abrupt charge right in my butt, sending me 20 feet toward my destination with Nikons flying everywhere. Lenses and cameras flying everywhere.
So the bull literally came up behind you and shoved you right in the butt
and
through the gate.
Yes, and it was a very lifting experience now that I think about it. So as I go down and feel the bull coming over me like a tornado, I put my both elbows over my heads. I'd managed to cover one Nikon, and the bull scraped both sides of my elbow. I mean, you would not believe how these animals are. You would think that they're just like wild, moving, vicious thing, but which they can be. But by the same point, they are so agile and very self-aware of where they're putting their feet. And I think he was more concerned about his safety than mine in this case. But he comes down on both sides of my elbows, which I had long scrapes from the wrist to the bottom of the elbow. He hits a Nikon on the way out, crushes it, and which was a lot better than my head.
That's true.
But brings another problem. We've got a bull loose in the parking lot.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, people, cars. We've got 3 horsemen out in there trying to get him out now. And, you know, it was a pretty traumatic experience. You know, not much time to think until it's over with. And then you start thinking about it, you know, wow, you know. But so I couldn't walk for a little while. You know, I think it literally scared the walk out of me, if you will. But so, yeah, that's kind of one of my favorite stories. Ever since then, especially as I've gotten older, I tend to be a little further away in rodeo or have a little longer lens. You know, the learning experience there was the school of hard knocks, literally. And
that was quite a hard knock, it sounds like.
It was. Yeah, but so, you know, it's just one of the things that makes the journey along the way kind of fun to think back on, and you know, what I took away from that experience, what the bull took away from it as well. And yeah, so.
Well, thanks for sharing that story, Joe. And at least, if nothing else, those would-be rodeo photographers out there have an idea of what to expect and what not to expect.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thanks, Lisa, for being here, and thank you, listeners. And again, this is Joe and Lisa Duty. If you'd like to see samples of our work or know more about us, go to joeduty.com, pro360virtualtours.com, and texasphotographyworkshops.com. Till next time, this is Joe and
Lisa Duty, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.